odnosno Vrindavane.
In 8 days our Lord Shri Krishna will appear and that's Balaram. There's a reason why he has appeared 8 days before.
Za 8 će se dana pojaviti naš gospodin Krishna, a postoji jako dobar razlog zašto se gospodin Balaram pojavio točno 8 dana ranije.
He came to prepare.
On je došao pripremiti.
He prepared Krishna's appearance in Devaki's womb.
Došao je pripremiti Krišninu pojavu u Devakinoj utrobi.
And he continues to prepare Krishna's appearance also in the hearts of the Bhakta.
A nastavlja i sa pripremom za Krišninu pojavu u srcima Bhakta.
See, Krishna is known as the all-attractive. That's his name.
Krishna je poznat kao se privlačna osoba, to je njegovo ime.
And especially his attractiveness becomes manifest when he pours his heart into the sweet melody of his flute.
A postaje naročito privlačan onda kad svoje srce istoči u slatku melodiju flaute.
In Vrindavan Lila it is described that Krishna's attractiveness when he plays the flute is become so strong that everything transforms. Movable become immovable, and immovable objects begin to move.
Opisano je da Krišnina privlačnost kada svira flautu tako snažna da su Vrindavani sve stuboko mijenja. Nepokretne stvari postaju pokretne, a pokretne prestaju sa svojim micanjem.
Because the flute song of Lord Krishna is nothing else than the love of his heart expressing itself through sound.
Zato što zvuk Krišnine flaute nije ništa drugo doli njegova ljubav koja se izražava kroz zvuk.
This is so strong that the devotees who hear it either rush towards him or faint.
I to je sve toliko snažno da bhakte koji čuju njegovu glazbu ili odmah pojure k njemu ili se onesvijeste.
And the love of Lord Krishna become attractiveness becomes so strong that even he, the cause of this, is captured in the whirlpool of love and faints.
I toliko je snažna ta privlačnost koja se ispoljava prilikom sviranja flaute da čak i gospodin Krišna upada u taj vir ljubavi i pada u nesvijest.
For a second which no one can notice, the flute then stops.
I za jednu sekundu koju niko ne može niti primijetiti, flauta prestaje svirati.
But then Shri flute, Shri Vansi, begins to, because is he a she or she? I think he is a she. Is the Vansi a she or a he?
He.
He, yes. But he then, because he is a conscious living entity, knows, now I must revive this Lord Krishna. And he begins to whistle on his own, whistle not, play on his own. He continues.
Međutim, budući da je Shri flauta, odnosno Shri Vamsi, svjesno živo biće, onda ono počinje svirati samo svoju melodiju kako bi oživjelo gospodina Krišnu.
It's a melody which revives Lord Krishna.
Da, svojom melodijom ono oživljava gospodina Krišnu.
Now, I want to place a problem before you.
A sada želim pred vas staviti jedan problem.
It's maybe the strongest problem which exists in this universe.
To je možda jedan od najvećih problema koji postoji u ovom svemiru.
We are not attracted to Krishna.
Nas Krishna ne privlači.
Why not?
Zašto ne?
Zašto ne? Have you ever thought about this?
Jeste li kad razmišljali o tome?
The reason is because our heart is full with anattas which pull us to the temporary material energy and its various illusions of pleasure.
Razlog tome je što nas naše anarte vezuju uz materijalnu energiju.
And unless these anattas, which are like strong weeds in the garden of our heart, are removed, we will never, ever be attracted to Krishna.
I ukoliko ne iščupamo te anarte koje nalikuju korovu u vrtu našega srca, nikad se nećemo toga osloboditi.
Unless these anattas are removed from the heart, we will totally waste our time in the Hare Krishna movement.
ako narade ne uklonimo iz srca, potpuno ćemo potratiti svoje vrijeme u Hare Krishna pokretu.
Unless we are free from anattas, we will be even attracted in the Hare Krishna movement to everything else except Krishna.
Ako ne iskorijenimo te anarte iz svojeg srca, čak i ako jesmo u Hare Krishna pokretu, privlačit će nas sve ostalo, ali ne Krishna.
But there is hope.
Ali ima nade.
Lord Balaram.
A to je gospodin Balaram.
He carries the flute.
On nosi flaut.
No, sorry, the plowshare.
On nosi plug.
Sorry. And he will... do some plowing work in the garden of our heart, which may still be full with anattas.
I on će plužiti po vrtu našega srca koje još uvijek može biti ispunjeno anartama.
How do we practically experience the plow of Lord Balaram?
Kako praktično dobivamo iskustvo pluga gospodina Balarama?
We practically hear the experience the plow of Lord Balaram in the words of Srila Prabhupada.
Plugu gospodina Balarama možemo vidjeti u riječima Srila Prabhupada.
Yes, as Pankajangri Prabhu has brought to our attention, Balaram is Guru Tattva.
Kao što nas je uputio naš Pankajangri Prabhu, Balaram je Guru Tattva.
He's not only heavy with the gravitational force.
Nije težak samo zbog te gravitacijske sile.
He is heavy with the divine instructions of the Guru Tattva.
Nego je težak i zbog božanskih uputa koje nosi Guru Tattva.
Prabudite! How long will you be in Maya?
Probudite se, koliko ćete dugo biti u Maji?
Like Prabhupada said, my disciples are only good in sex life and quarreling.
Šla Prabhupad je rekao, moji učenici su dobri samo u pogledu spolnog života i svađanja.
Very heavy. Then I heard it first.
Jako žestoko.
Oops, that was something for the false ego to swallow.
Kad sam to čuo prvi put, zbilje je predstavljalo stvar koju je lažni ego morao teško progutati.
Yes, a guru is not meant to entertain us, he is meant to plow us.
Guru nije namijenjen tome da nas zabavlja, nego da pluži po nama.
Yes, this is how we are experiencing the plow of Lord Balaram.
I na taj način mi doživljavamo taj plug gospodina Balarama.
No, when the instructions come which we do not like because it's against our ego.
Kad čujemo upute koje nam se ne sviđaju jer se protive našem egu.
Let us say something sweet before we say something very heavy.
A sad ćemo reći nešto slatko prije nego što kažemo nešto jednu vrlo tešku stvar.
Krishna and Balaram were very, when they grew up a little bit, that the little teeth started to come.
Kad su Krishna i Balaram nešto, kad su počeli odrastati, onda su im počeli izbijati prvi zubići.
And they crawled in the mud of Braj.
I puzali su po blatu u Vrađi.
It was dust which had been muddied by the urine of the cows.
To je bila prašina Vrindavane pretvorena u blato pod urinom krava.
And very slatki, they moved like little snakes, it's described, through that mud and became all muddy.
Oni su se poput malenih zmija uvijali po tom blatu i postali su svi blatnjavi od njega.
A little later they took the support of the white walls of the bridge passes to get up and they stood like this.
Malo kasnije su iskoristili bijele zidove kuća Bridžbasija kako bi se podigli na noge i onda su gledali u naokolo.
And still a little later they began to plunder the storages where the freshly made butter and yogurt were kept and ate them, and when they had eaten enough they would distribute them these nice things, these milk products, to the celebrated monkeys of Braj.
a nešto kasnije počeli su okradati smočnice u kojima su se čuvali svježe napravljen jogurt i maslac i kad bi se najeli tih ukusnih mliječnih proizvoda, onda bi ih dijelili okolo proslavljenim majmunima iz Vrindavane.
Yes, when they were still very young, they would sometimes sneak up behind calves, catch their tails, and then the calves totally frightened would start to gallop and pull them through this celebrated, how can we say, dust and urine mixture of brač.
Također su ponekad, dok su još bili tako maleni, se znali prikrasti teladi, uhvatiti je za repove, a onda bi se ona toliko poplašila da bi poletila i zajedno i sa sobom nosila kroz tu mješavinu prašine i kravljeg urina u vrađi.
We call it the nectar pudding of vrađ.
Mi to nazivamo nektarskim pudingom vrađe.
When Yashoda and Rohini saw this, they immediately picked their little boys on their laps and caressed them and cried and smelled their heads with affection.
Kad su majka Yashoda i Rohini to vidjele, onda odmah bi došle po svoju djecu, uzele ih k sebi na krilo i mirisale s velikom privrženošću njihove glave.
And they wouldn't mind, in fact they would love when the Vraj pudding would come all over their zaris and themselves.
I ne samo da im to nije smetalo, nego im se da pače svidjelo kada bi se taj puding iz vrađe razmazao po njihovim sarijima.
When they entered the age of Poganda, that's between the 6th and the 10th year, they were given charge of the calves.
Kada su ušli u doba Pogandu, koje to značava razdoblje između 6. i 10. godine, na čuvanje im je prepuštena telad.
So they calves means little cows, young cows, they still stay around the houses.
Telad to su male krave koje i oni još uvijek borave u blizini kuće.
So Krishna and Balaram were kept close to Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj because they were just only taking care of the calves who would not go into the far away forests.
Tako da su Krišna i Balaram još uvijek bili vrlo blizu majci Yashodi i Nanda Maharaji, jer se nisu još uvijek brinuli za krave, pa nisu ni odlazili daleko u šumu.
But later, when they grew up a little bit more, they were given charge of the cows, and then much to the sorrow of all the inhabitants of the Vrindavan village, they left each morning to the cow to return when the sun was setting to the village.
Međutim, kada su još nešto podrasli, počeli su se brinuti za krave i na veliku žalost svih stanovnika sela Vrindavane, odlazili bi s kravama na pašnjake i vraćali se tek na večer kada je sunce zalazilo.
Krishna would at those times speak to Lord Balaram and say, look Balaram, how the trees with their fruits bow down as if they wish to offer the fruits to your lotus feet.
I u takvim bi prilikama gospodin Krišna rekao gospodinu Balarami, Balaram, pogledaj kako se ova stabla prepuna plodova svijaju do zemlje kao da ti odaju poštovanje.
And look at the bees who will not leave your garland. They are great devotees who have found you out even in this dark forest of Braj.
I pogledaj samo ove pčele koje nikako da te ostave na miru. To su veliki bakte koje su te uspjeli pronaći čak i u ovoj tamnoj šumi vrađe.
Everything and everyone here wants to get your milost only.
Svi i sve želi steći samo tvoju milost.
Now there was one particular important scene.
Sad je došlo do jedne vrlo značajne i bitne scene.
The boys of Krishna Balaram would enjoy very much the fruits which the Vrindavan forest lovingly offered for their consumation.
Pastiri, prijatelji Krišne i Balarame, jako su voljeli uživati u voću koje im je ponudila šuma vrađe.
There was one very nice part of the forest where big tala trees grew, who had especially sweet fruits. I heard they are somewhat like smokvets, so soft and so sweet.
U jednom dijelu te šume nalazile su se prekrasna stabla tale, čiji su plodovi mekani i sočni, poput naših smokava.
But no one could enjoy these sweet fruits, because this forest was inhabited by dangerous monster donkeys.
Međutim, u tom voću nitko nije mogao uživati, jer su u tom dijelu šume obitavali opasna čudovišta u obliku magaraca.
Their leader was Dinukasura.
Njihov predvodnik bio je Dinukasura.
Now the boys said one day approached the Talavan forest and said to Krishna Balaram, "You must be very hungry. There are very nice fruits inside there."
Jednog su dana dječaci pastiri došli do šume Talavane i rekli Krišni Balarami, vi mora da ste jako gladni, a u ovom dijelu šume postoje prekrasne voćke.
They had in mind only to please Lord Krishna, never to eat on their own to be happy and full.
Oni su na umu imali samo gospodina Krišnu, nikad nisu sami željeli jesti i uživati u tom voću.
These fruits are very nice, but we cannot go there because of the Dinukasura and his band of monsters.
To je voće jako ukusno, ali mi ne možemo doći do njega zato što ga čuvaju Dinukasura i njegova čudovišta.
Yes, as we will hear soon, Dinukasura represents this covering of avidya, which does not allow us to give pleasure to Krishna.
Kao što ćemo uskoro vidjeti, Dinukasura predstavlja taj prekrivač avidje, neznanja koje nam onemogućuje da služimo Krišnu.
It's ignorance of the soul.
To je neznanje duše.
When the soul falls in ignorance, it wants to enjoy. It doesn't want to give enjoyment to Krishna any longer.
I kad duša padne u neznanje, onda ona sama želi uživati, a ne želi to uživanje pružiti Krišni.
And at this moment, Krishna Balaram smiled because they knew what would happen, and they said, "Let us go into the dangerous forest."
I Krišna i Balaram su se nasmiješili jedan drugome znajući šta će se dogoditi i rekli su, hajdemo, pođimo u tu opasnu šumu.
And as they entered, Balaram began to shake the tala trees and the rain of fruits came rattling down.
Kada su došli do stabala, gospodin Balaram je zgrabio jedno i počeo ga tako snažno tresti da je po njima pala cijela kiša tih plodova.
This noise of the shaking of the trees being shaken and the fruits falling awake Dinukasura, who was sleeping in his own donkey mist.
Ta buka padajućih plodova probudila je Dinukasuru, koji je do tada spavao u svom brlogu.
And he gave the donkey sound.
I onda je ispustio jedan mrtvi zvuk.
A little deeper. I can't go so deep as he went.
Zapravo još dublje.
Destroys the voice that we needed for other yatra. Yeah. I don't know. Some of you can make this sound very melodiously.
Možda neko od vas može melodično napraviti taj zvuk.
Yeah. May we hear this sound from You know everything, Pankajangri Prabhu.
Pankajangri Prabhu, ti zbilja znaš sve.
From the highest spiritual subjects, your knowledge extends to the most profound languages of the of every species, most properly.
Od najviših duhovnih istina, tvoje znanje seže sve do profinjenih znanja o jezicima, vjerojatno svih postojećih vrsta.
Demons were awakening.
Demoni su se budili.
And the sound told it all.
I zvuk je sve rekao.
So they began to attack.
Počeli su napadati.
Now Krishna had previously, this is a too long of a story, but he wouldn't fight with Dhenukasura for some reason which we cannot reveal here.
Dakle, ovo je jako duga priča, pa sad nećemo spominjati zašto se točno Krišna nije želio boriti s Dhenukasurom.
So Balaram took on Dhenukasura.
Pa ga je onda za svog protivnika prihvatio Balaram.
He attacked, you know, with a force. He was big like a mountain, this demon.
Demon je bio velik poput planine i napao je svom silom.
And because he was a demon, a devil, he had horns.
A budući je to bio demon, neka vrsta đavla, imao je rogove.
Balaram first took him and threw him up to the Govardhan hill.
Balaram ga izgrabio i bacio sve do brijega Govardhane.
Dhenukasura was a little agitated. A little bit more agitated.
Dhenukasura je sad već bio malo više uznemiren time.
He again galloped towards Balaram, and this time he has a lot of force.
Ponovno je odgalopirao do gospodina Balarama, ovaj put s još većom silom.
Then Lord Balaram threw him up 800 miles in the air. Imagine, this is...
I onda ga je gospodin Balaram odbacio 800 milja u zrak. Možete samo zamisliti koliko je to visoko.
I think it will take 10 minutes to 800 miles.
Mislim da vam treba barem 10 minuta da se uspnete tako visoko.
Then again he came crashing down.
I onda se ponovo stresno srušio.
It takes a long time, and then he entered again the earth atmosphere.
Sad opet potrebno jako dugo vremena i ponovno je došao u zemljinu atmosferu.
He was more agitated.
Sada je bio još više uznemiren.
And this time he thought, this is a serious enemy.
I ovaj put je pomislio, ovo je ozbiljan neprijatelj.
And they fought for a long time.
Borili su se jako dugo vremena.
Finally, he decided a different technique. Bali can tell us about this. He turned around, took his hind legs, and began to kick at the... at the chest of Lord Balaram.
Ovaj puta je se odlučio za jednu drugu tehniku o kojoj nam možda Bali može nešto reći i stražnim nogama je počeo udarati gospodina Balarama po grudima.
Balaram felt it as if a garland had just moved on his chest.
Balaram je to osjetio na isti način kao što bi osjetio da se na njegovim prsima pomaknuo vjenac cvijeća.
He took Dhenukasura and whirled him around so hard, centrifugally hard, that the life force left this demon, and then he just batsate him on the high top of one particular tala tree.
I u tom ga je trenutku gospodin Balaram zgrabio za stražnje noge i tako snažno počeo vrtiti centrifugalnom silom da mu je iz tijela izašla životna sila i tada ga je bacio na vrh jednog stabla tale.
The tree crashed down and the other tree the other tree which he hit also crashed down.
I to se stablo srušilo na drugo stablo koje je za sobom povuklo treće.
And in this way all the demons were finished by Krishna and Balaram.
I Krishna i Balaram su na isti se način obračunali i s ostalim demonima.
And the forest ground was full of the sweet tala fruits mixed with the blood from the demons.
I tako su se oni riješili demona i svih ostalih demona, a zemlja je u šumi postala sva puna tih plodova tale pomiješanih sa krvlju magaraca.
Krishna and Balaram and the cowherds boys wouldn't touch them because they were contaminated.
Krishna, Balaram i dječaci pastiri viših nisu željeli dotaknuti jer su bili kontaminirani.
But the highest sattvic beings, the demigods, dove down into the earth and ate those fruits.
Međutim, najuzvišenija sattvička bića, polubogovi, zaronili su praktički i pojeli to voće.
Zaisto. The reason is that this lila is extremely important for a conditioned soul.
zašto ova priča toliko bitna za uvjetovanu dušu?
Balaram destroys the ignorance which is covering us.
Balaram uništava neznanje koje nas prekriva.
And he also destroys the covering which appear on the soul when he engages and with material knowledge.
A također uništava prekrivače koji postoje na duhovnoj duši kada se ona zaokupi materialističkim znanjem.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings the song Vidya Vilas. He reflects about his mundane education.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur pjeva tu pjesmu Vidya Vilas u kojoj govori o svom materijalnom obrazovanju.
And he says this is this education made me an ass, a donkey.
I kaže, to me je obrazovanje učinilo magarcem,
yes,
tovarom.
Called the material covering of this pure spiritual knowledge.
Zato što je ono prekrilo čisto duhovno znanje.
I will say here that this discussion does not refer to devotees who go at the university to
na ovom mjestu moram reći da se ovo ne odnosi na bakte koji pohađaju sveučilišta,
who study knowledge in order to use it in Krishna service.
I koji svladavaju nekog znanja kako bi ga upotrijebili za služenje Krišne.
These devotees who apply the principle of yukta vairagya are to be congratulated for staying so strong in spiritual life, but it is dangerous, the covering of material knowledge.
Tim baktama koji primjenju načelo yukta vairagya treba čestitati što mogu ostati toliko duhovno snažni, međutim važno je znati da to materijalno znanje može biti vrlo opasno.
So guru always goes against material knowledge.
Guru stoga uvijek govori, ide protiv materijalnog znanja.
Because it is a covering for the pure soul.
Jer ono prekriva čistu dušu.
You remember this pastime which we told earlier, how Prabhupada was commenting the moon landing. He said they never went to the moon.
Možda se sjećate zabave koju smo ranije pričali u vezi Šrila Prabhupadinog komentara odlaska na mjesec. On je rekao da se to nikad nije dogodilo.
Now at the end of this lecture I want to raise a controversial question.
I na kraju ovog predavanja želio bih postaviti jedno kontroverzno pitanje.
Smita Krishna Maharaj has said the Rama is Lord Balaram.
Naš Smita Krishna Maharaj je rekao da
in the Hare Krishna mantra.
Da je u Hare Krishna mantri riječ Rama da se odnosi na Balaramu.
I will strongly object.
A ja ću se vrlo snažno tome usprotiviti.
There is now a controversy in the tent.
Sada je u šatoru postoji jedna kontroverza.
And there's almost a quarrel.
Gotovo svađa.
Wake up, it's interesting.
Probudite se, zanimljivo je.
You will see something will happen with the quarrel which you have not expected.
Vidjet ćete, sa svađom će se dogoditi nešto što niste očekivali.
Once Prabhupada was no, this I will bring at the end to solve everything, but who is Rama in the Hare Krishna mantra?
Tko je Rama u Hare Krishna mantri?
Is he Lord Balaram?
Je li on gospodin Balaram?
There are a few Rams in our tradition.
U našoj tradiciji postoji nekoliko Rama.
Ramachandra.
Možda Ramachandra.
There's the axe-wielding Parushuram, he's also a Ram.
Zatim također postoji Parashurama koji drži sjekiru.
Is there also another Ram?
Ima li još neki Ram?
No, we will not vote. We will explain. Once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said something about the concept that the Ram in the Hare Krishna mantra is Lord Ramachandra.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati je jednom natuknuo nešto o tome da je Rama u Hare Krishna mahamantri zapravo Ramachandra.
He said the goal of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is Vrindavan Dham.
On je rekao da je cilj Gaudiya Vaishnava Vrindavan Dhamma.
Goloka Vrindavan.
Goloka Vrindavan.
If you chant thinking that Rama in the Hare Krishna mantra is Ramachandra, you might end up in Ayodhya.
I on je rekao da ako mantrate razmišljajući o tome da je Rama zapravo Rama Chandra, onda ćete možda završiti u Ajodiji.
You go up where your concept is.
Idete na ono mjesto koje je obuhvaćeno vašom predodžbom.
And he explained, Rama in the Hare Krishna mantra is Radharaman.
I on je objasnio da je Rama u Hare Krishna maha mantri Radharaman.
Lord Krishna, the highest enjoyer.
Gospodin Krishna kao vrhunski uživatelj.
Also Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Bhajan Rahasya explains this name like this. Ram is Radharaman.
U Bhajana Rahasya Bhaktivinoda Thakur na isti način objašnjava da Rama znači Radharaman.
And he quotes no one else than Gopal Guru.
I u vezi toga citira upravo Gopal Gurua.
The one which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted as his guru for the chanting.
Osobu koju je sam gospodin Chaitanya prihvatio za svoga gurua u vezi mantranja.
Once Lord Chaitanya left the bathroom, biting his tongue.
Jednog je dana gospodin Chaitanya napustio toalet grizući jezik.
Little idiot Gopal asked him, why do you have your tongue between your teeth?
A mali ga Gopal upitao, zašto držiš jezik među zubima?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him, saw only a boy, but he decided to tell what the reason.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je mislio, pa to ipak samo dječak, no odlučio mu reći razlog.
I cannot control my tongue, it always chants the holy names.
Ne mogu ovladati svojim jezikom, on neprestano pjeva sveta imena.
I don't want to do this in the bathroom, it's an offense.
A to ne želim činiti u toaletu jer je uvreda.
The boy said, but you, who knows how long you will live? Maybe you will die in the bathroom.
Ali dječak je rekao, a tko zna koliko ćeš živjeti, možda ćeš umriti na toaletu.
Little child will talk freely his mind.
Maleno dijete može slobodno reći što mu je na umu.
And then he said, and also the holy name never gets touched by the material energy.
Osim toga, reklo je dijete, sveto ime nikad ne može doći pod utjecaj materijalne energije.
It's nitya mukto puno shuddha means always full of purity. Puno shuddha nitya mukta and eternally liberated.
Sveto ime je vječno oslobođeno i vječno čisto.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so extremely pleased with the little boy Gopal that he lifted him on his lap, caressed him and said, Gopal, you are my guru and from this day on your name will be Gopal Guru.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je bio toliko radostan što je to čuo da je podigao dječaka na svoje krilo i rekao je, ti si moj guru i od sada ćeš biti poznat kao Gopal Guru.
So he says, Gopal Guru says, who is Rama in the Hare Krishna mantra?
I Gopal Guru nam dakle objašnjava tko je Rama u Hare Krishna mantra.
Radharaman.
Kaže da je to Radharaman.
Prabhupada also says Krishna is the name of the supreme and Rama is the pleasure principle.
Šla Prabha također kaže da je ime, da je Krishna gospodinovo ime, a Rama ime načela uživanja.
And in the purport of the song Narada Muni Bibajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Namane. Yes, Radhika Ramana Name. This is describes a kirtan which is beyond any temple. It's the whole, it engulfs the whole universe. And there, yes, Narada Muni always chants Radhika Raman, the names of Lord Krishna.
Ova pjesma govori o kirtanu koji izlazi iz bilo kojeg hrama i obuhvaća cijeli svemir i govori o tome kako Narada Muni uvijek pjeva imena Radhika Ramane.
Yes, so in the purport of this shloka you will, this song you will also find who is Rama.
Smislu koji je povezan s tom pjesmom također ćete naći objašnjenje tko je Rama.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Now once this controversy was brought before Srila Prabhupada.
Jednom su tu kontroverzu predstavili Srila Prabhupadi.
Two sannyasis were arguing, is it Ramachandra or Balaram?
Dva su se sannyasija svađala, jedan je govorio Ramachandra, drugi Balaram.
And Prabhupada said in that conversation, he's both.
U tom je razgovoru Srila Prabhupada rekao, on je oboje.
And this is now the oil on the waves of the controversy which happened in the camp of Pula.
I sada se ulje, odnosno mir, spušta na valove kontroverze koji su se podigli ovdje u Puli.
You will go to the devotee can worship Lord Krishna according to his liking.
Vakta može obožavati gospodina Krišnu onako kako mu se sviđa.
It's even possible to worship the Shalagram Shila as Vishvamba or as Goranga.
Čak i Shalagram Shilu moguće obožavati kao Vishvambara ili Gorangu.
Because Lord Krishna is so kind to expand in these many forms simply to accommodate us.
Jer je gospodin spreman ekspandirati se u toliko različitih oblika samo kako bi nam na neki način ugodio.
He is so kind that everyone comes into his net.
On je toliko ljubazan da svi upadaju u njegovu mrežu.
In Germany we have we had a Taekwondo school which gave itself the name the Nrsingha school. They all thought we are Nrsingha Bhaktas, we like action.
U Njemačkoj smo imali školu Taekwondoa i oni su se nazivali Nrisimha školom. Smatrali su sebe Nrisimha baktama jer su se voljeli boriti.
But our movement is ultimately aiming as the acharyas aim, point us towards Vraj Bhakti.
Međutim, naš pokret je smjera prema Vraj Bhakti, svi naši acharje su usmjereni na to.
But because the idea of this movement is mercy, therefore it wants to include wants to reach everyone, and we put Ramachandra on the altar of some of our temples.
Međutim, budući da je temeljno načelo našeg pokreta milost, onda želimo sve uključiti, pa na oltar također stavljamo i gospodina Ramachandru.
Yes. Also, because the mood of Srila Prabhupada is compassion even for the most fallen, he put Krishna and Balaram on the central altar of our Brindavan Mandir.
Osim toga, s obzirom da je to raspoloženje samilosti bilo vrlo karakteristično za Srila Prabhupadu, on je na središnji oltar u našem hramu u Vrindavani postavio Krišnu i Balaramu.
Many Brijbasis were amazed.
Mnoge to Brijbasije vrlo začudilo.
Several of Srila Prabhupada's contemporary were clearly shocked.
Nekoliko Srila Prabhupadinih suvremenika bilo je vrlo šokirano time.
Vrindavan, Radha Krishna, Madhurya Ras.
Vrindavan znači Radha Krishna, Madhurya Rasa.
Why Radhishyam on the side?
Zašto su Radhishyam sa strane?
Because we live in Kali Yuga.
Zato što živimo u Kali Yugi.
And the most merciful incarnations of Krishna is Gaur Nitai.
I najmilostivije inkarnacije gospodina Krišne u Kali Yugi su Gaur Nitai.
Gaur Nitai or Krishna Balaram.
Gaur Nitai ili Krishna Balaram.
So today we will follow the advice of our Pankajangri Babu. We will try to give Lord Balaram and Jagannath and Subhadra Devi a nice pleasure ride through the town of Rijeka.
Danas ćemo pokušati slijediti uputu našega Pankajangri Prabhua i pružiti zadovoljstvo gospodinu Jagannathu, Subhadri i Baladevi, vozeći ih za njihovo zadovoljstvo kroz grad Rijeku.
We will sing melodiously.
Melodiozno ćemo pjevati.
Maybe what we could, oh sorry, I will not, this is organizational, and we will pray for their mercy.
I molit ćemo se za njihovu milost.
and we will watch with glee how they give their mercy to the Riekavasis.
I s radošću ćemo gledati kako svoju milost daju Riekavasima.
We will watch how they touch the hearts of the conditioned souls in Rijeka with happiness.
Gledat ćemo kako uvjetovana srca živih bića u Rijeci dodiruju svojom milošću.
Yes. This is a very special day.
Ovo je vrlo poseban dan.
And it is also a day of preparation.
I također je dan za pripreme.
You are very lucky that this Balaram's appearance day falls on the last day of the Pula Samakam.
Jako ste sretni što ovaj dan pojave gospodina Balarame pada na posljednji dan pulskog kampa.
Because you will soon enter the forest of the material world, the dark forest.
Jer ćete uskoro ući u mračnu šumu materijalnog postojanja.
Where Denukasura is waiting for you.
Gdje vas čeka Denukasura?
The covering of the pure soul.
Prekrivač čiste duše.
Anartas.
Anarte.
The covering of material knowledge.
Prekrivač materijalnog znanja.
And you will need all the strength from Lord Balaram to cover this ugly demon.
I treba će vam sva snaga gospodina Balarame kako biste savladali tog gadnog demona.
Today is a good day to pray.
Danas je dobar dan za molitvu.
And to dance and chant.
Kao i za ples i pjesmu.
Shri Balaram Devaki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Shri Shri Gonitai ki. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.